Welcome to Twilight Talk, a podcast where we talk about anything and everything to do with the Twilight series, first episode. And we're your hosts. I'm Catherine.
I'm Becky.
I'm Marzia.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Gerida.
Okay, and today is a mini show because my earphone didn't fell out. Sorry. Okay. So, it's a long time since we've had an actual show due to a lot of unforeseen events, including us being really, really busy. We haven't been able to record a show, plus the fact that our last few shows have been technically difficult, so we weren't able to release them. Or at least, what was it, episode 10 that we couldn't release?
I fully take responsibility for that, by the way. My computer totally hates me.
So despite our technological problems, there was a pretty exciting week in the Twilight fandom because the first teaser trailer was released. I assume everybody saw it. So what did everyone think of it?
I think it was pretty good, actually. It had its moments. I'm rewatching it again right now, and I'm watching a part where Edward is hunting a deer. Or I'm assuming it's Edward. It's actually probably not Edward. It's probably Victoria or somebody, because I think they were hunting something. But it's interesting that we'll be getting a hunt scene like that in the movie, because we never got one in the books.
Well, they talk about it. So
yeah, but they don't really go into detail, because Edward's just, like, doesn't want to frighten Bella.
Yeah, we're gonna say Edward doesn't like to do it.
The scene is gonna be so intense, though.
Do you think Bella's gonna be there when Edward's hunting?
No.
If it is Edward, I don't think so, though.
No, I don't think so.
It wouldn't really... Because it would change too much, because she would, like, know more, I guess.
And I don't know, it's a bit hard to explain,
but it would be different.
Wouldn't it be too obvious, dangerous, though? Like, when she's actually, when he's hunting, because he's like more of an animal than a human. So it wouldn't make sense for her to be there.
Well, I don't really like teaser trailers because they're always too short and they always kind of like, they're kind of stilted and they don't have the proper flow that a theatrical trailer has. So I don't like them anyway. And I just think the tension between Edward and Bella, it's a bit too tense. Like, when he says...
I agree.
They're trying to overdo it,
I really don't
it,
like
mean?
That.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I know it's hard, like, in the book it's always like, it's really hard for Edward to be around Bella because she smells so good and he has to have a lot of control. But, like, not that much control. He never came off like that. Even if he was making a huge,
no,
huge effort,
yeah, you're
to
right.
be controlled,
it was a bit
Bella
like...
never noticed that much. So, yeah, not all the time anyway. But I don't know.
So, what does everyone think of, like, what we've seen of the characters now that we've seen them on screen as their character? Only for a short amount of time, but what do we think of Bella and Edward?
Yeah, we're going to say it only really shows Bella and Edward.
It's
the
one
trailer
of the,
doesn't,
one of the person.
Doesn't really show anybody else.
Yeah, Emmett is a line.
It has, like, Emmett is a line. Emmett's like... it's wrong or something like that.
She's
like,
not one of us.
Yeah, and I really don't like that line.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, that's the one.
I was like, what the heck? Emmett wouldn't say that.
He says it with such vengeance, too. Like, I thought Emmett liked Bella from the beginning.
It's probably just before they've even met Bella. Like, it may be, like, at the very beginning.
Yeah, and didn't Edward go hunting before he started talking to Bella? Because... of, like, he wanted to be sure that he wouldn't, like, attack her.
Yeah, he went with Emmett,
like,
too.
That could be, the hunting scene.
Yeah.
That could be the hunting scene that we saw.
Yeah, Emmett was the only one up for it.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, because he had a woolly hat on, didn't he?
But, yeah. So, what did you think of... because there's the scene that we saw where... Bella's like, I'm not afraid of you, and then Edward goes, you shouldn't have said that, and they fly out the window. What does everyone think about that? Because that wasn't in the book.
That sucked.
I think it was just one of the big grabbing things that they needed to put in like a trailer, you know what I mean? One of them things that gets attention.
Yeah.
I just thought they'd just stick it in there. But I don't know.
But I didn't think it was grabbing though.
Yeah.
It was just
but
cheesy.
We don't really know the context of it, to be honest.
Like, yeah, but then he flew out the window. He can't fly.
I know.
Am I reading the wrong books or something? In the books yeah, I'm reading, Edward cannot fly.
Yeah. Might have been a huge jump. Yeah.
Just a huge jump out the window? He should try it for the track team then.
Yeah. But he flies in the battle scene too, right? Yeah, like he jumps really high or something.
But you know, I would have thought for their grabbing in the trailer, they could have thought a house full of vampires with superhuman strength, and they've got him grabbing her and jumping out a window. Couldn't you do something more fantastic? I mean, even the, I reckon the truck bit would have gone better there. Maybe.
Oh, they had the truck bit at the end though.
And that's good for the whole, yeah.
Oh yeah, in that truck bit, that stare that Edward gives Bella, that's really random. It looks really weird.
He looks like a stalker at that point.
They've been like there for quite some time, and you think someone would notice that he's like in two cars, between two cars, dead in the car. But you know.
Yeah, I thought.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that looked a bit dodgy, but then I don't. I think maybe it'll be better in the actual movie when it's cut together properly with music and stuff. Hopefully.
Yeah, film won't have finished being edited yet, I don't think. So
yeah, I don't think so.
Edited.
Have they even finished filming yet? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, so lots of stuff could change anyway.
Yeah.
So.
And also, if you've ever bothered to watch lots and lots of trailers and then watch the films, like me, well, I actually haven't watched that many, but you can tell that some things have been changed, and people have, like, sometimes there are things that people say, and it's completely, the line might be in the movie, but it's completely different, and it's said in a different way, because they've obviously overdubbed it or cut a different version of the scene into the actual film, whereas they've taken what they've done and put in a trailer and it's different. Like, I'm pretty sure there's a, it happens all the time.
Yeah, that happened with Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah, that's the one. Dumbledore's like, that line in the.
Yeah, and I think Harry says something that's different as well. Like,
yeah.
It sounds different. Yeah.
And I know in the Lord of the Rings trailers, there were scenes in from the third movie that were in the second movie's trailer, which was weird. So I was like looking for these scenes that weren't even in the film. I was like, duh. But yeah, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Okay, so based on the teaser trailer, which we really shouldn't do, but we're going to do anyway because we're massive fans, what do you guys think? What are you excited for the movie, or are you apprehensive for the movie, or what do we all think about that?
A little bit of both, I think. I don't know, I'm excited, but I'm really afraid that they ruin it. But I should be used to that by now.
At the moment,
I don't know.
I'm just excited for the, like, spectacle of all thing, right? And I don't think we should worry about how it's going to affect look next to the book at the moment until we've actually seen the full film. But I'm just excited.
It doesn't really matter to me. I mean, the trailer was cool to see, but it didn't make me any more excited. I mean, I'm excited for the film, but it didn't, like, gear me up or anything. And anyway, we don't know. Australia doesn't know when we're getting the film, I'm pretty sure, so it could be never as far as we know. Well, I'm sure we'll get it, but I'm thinking sometime in January, so we've got a long wait to go. So, yeah.
Yeah, we might get it in December for Christmas.
No, because, like, we didn't get Sweeney Todd in December, and we had to wait
for Sweeney
Todd!
We
finally got with the rest
of
the world and saw that movie the other day. So
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it.
But yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
Johnny Depp's
Sweeney
duet
Todd.
With Alan Rickman was amazing.
Oh yeah, they just start going bop bop. I saw Sweeney Todd on stage the other day. But Johnny Depp what is it?
Really?
Obviously. But anyway, it was that part was so funny. Oh my god, but the actual like the actors were hurting, you know, when they go down the chute thing, there's an actual chute thing, and the actors kept banging their heads, you know, when they got the foot slipped. But anyway, I digress. Carry on.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that Australia and maybe Britain as well, I'm not sure, will probably get it a month later or something, which is really sad. My friend, what's really funny is my friend was asking me the other day, and she thinks because we have a Twilight podcast, we know the inner workings of the film companies, and we know. I'm like, no, we don't. We actually have no idea.
I wish.
And I'm just like, they haven't decided on a date for Australia, so we're going to have to wait.
But hopefully you get it soon. I don't think you got a release date, but they were talking about release parties. Did you guys read about that?
Yeah, wasn't that in America, though?
No. Release parties in Australia.
Really? Well, that's cool. There won't be one here, though, not in Perth. We're too isolated.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go to Sydney, Catherine.
No, I think you gotta go and email like your bookstore or something, and then tell them that you're interested. Oh, I'm not sure. It's something like that.
I don't know how many people.
I'll link
up
to you. Yeah, I'll send you a link later.
Our bookshop will be your release parties. It's not fair. Me and my sister will have our own. Yeah. Anyway.
No, wait. I have something else to say about the trailer. But I just remembered that we were talking about before. According to the Twilight Lexicon, that the Twilight trailer has gotten the most, almost the most amount of views for any other trailer. It says, where does it say? I don't know, where does it go? Why are there so many posts on here? Grr. No, wait, where did the post go? Oh, here it is.
It's like the latest post.
No, it's not, because they've had the post since then. It says breaking records, and apparently that Slash Film is reporting that the Twilight trailer is close to breaking the online record for most views. The record is currently held by Indiana Jones. And apparently, where Twilight...
Indiana Jones, you serious?
Yeah. It's pretty popular.
I would not have thought it was that popular, though.
My film teacher were proper saying nasty things about that trailer the other day. I don't know why.
Well,
proper slags everything.
I've never watched it.
I'm not going to tell him about the Twilight trailer. I'll just wait till the film comes out. Oh no, I'm going to be leaving. Oh my god. Anyway, carry on, people.
What?
I'm leaving soon. I don't want to.
Cool. Well, apparently, the Twilight trailer has had about 1,950,000 views. Oh, sorry, I'm reading the wrong thing. 1,985,000 views. Whoa. About that, I think probably would have gone up by now. But yeah, and the record is 4.1 million. That's quite big, but yeah, it's still pretty lot.
We're going to move on to emails now. Our first email is from Jermaine. He lives in Canada. You want to read this one up?
So what he has to say is, it's pretty long, but we love long emails, so that's okay. Anyway, he says, "Hey guys, I just wanted to say how I love who they cast as Renee. I remember how the first time Bella describes her mother, she says she looks just like her, but with shorter hair and an eternal smile or something like that. Well, I think the similarity between Kristen and Sarah is striking. I don't know if that has been said before, but yeah, it struck me. And I think it's pretty cool. And also, did you notice how Kristen seems to have blue-grey eyes on every candid pics, but brown eyes on the set pics? If they actually make her wear contacts, I find it interesting to see that they do take Bella's looks in consideration, as she's supposed to be everything and anything. You know, the normal clumsy girl who doesn't really stand out from the mass, versus the Cullens, who have particularly good looks, golden eyes, hair colour, extreme beauty and such. What I mean is that Bella's never really described in the book, so she could have looked like anything, but they decided to make her look like Stephanie's description, and I find that interesting. As for what you were supposedly discussing, when I popped up in this show, that Twilight vampires versus classical ones, I just wanted to say that I think it's a bit lame that the vampires in Twilight don't have fangs. I mean, a vampire without fangs isn't really a vampire, if you think about it. It's their main characteristic since forever. It's alright that Stephanie redefines the vampire myth a bit with the garlic and coffin and stuff, and the sun that actually doesn't kill them. But the fangs, it doesn't matter that much, really. But I just think that fangs are pretty awesome. I mean, she kept the red eyes, white skin, and under eye shadows, but why not the fangs? Well, it's probably just because it doesn't make sense that some fangs would suddenly grow in the mouth of someone who got bitten. But still. Anyway, just some thoughts like that. Have a nice week. You obviously know that I really enjoy listening to you, Jimmy." Okay, so about the fact that Kristen seems to have blue-grey eyes on every counter pick but brown eyes on the set pick, I'm not sure if that's actually true or not. I don't see why it wouldn't be, but I was hoping...
Yeah, she wears contacts. I'm pretty sure she wears contacts.
Because that's really cool what he said.
Yeah, because I was reading an interview with her a few days ago, and then she asked the interviewer, is my contact slipping off? I don't have brown eyes right away.
Wow, that's really cool. And yeah, I agree with... It is pretty cool how they're making her look like Bella in the books and keeping everything true to them, true to the books.
Well, personally, I don't really care what colour eyes she has, but like, it's good that she's it's good that they're going by the book. It kind of foreshadows other good things. So, you know, whatever. I'm not really fussed either way.
Hopefully, we don't really want to be like walking out of the theatre and going, that movie was really bad. The only thing that was true to the books was the fact that Bella had the right eye colour. That doesn't really work.
That's true. That is true.
But yeah. But hopefully it does mean that it's going to be good.
But people were doing that with Alice's hair, weren't they? Everybody was like, oh, it's not black. It's not short enough. So people probably care.
Her
That's
hair
why
is beautiful.
Everybody
I love her hair. Jasper's on the other hand, but we'll not get into that now. Although we did see a brief flash of him in the trailer, but it was from behind. Anyway.
Well, okay. So
I'm just interrupting now.
Okay, but anyway, getting back to his question, what do you guys think about how Twilight vampires don't have any fangs, and whereas traditional, I guess, vampires do have fangs, and most of the vampires you see have fangs of some kind?
Well, that would blow their cover if they had fangs, I'm assuming.
People would notice, I think.
Yeah, I like it too.
Yeah. I just don't understand how they bite people.
It would have been creepy if they had
fangs.
It makes them biting stuff even worse. Yeah. Don't you think? Like, the prospect of it even worse because they don't have fangs.
Oh, I guess
so. They have to just
like
do it. It's more scary.
Yeah, I guess it is. But I think it would be pretty difficult to try and bite human flesh.
It'd take longer as well.
Yeah.
Wow, the mechanics of human bloodsucking. Great. Anyway, no, yeah, I think it would just be they like had fangs. It would make it seem a bit more like tacky. Dracula, like, you know, cape and flying around.
Well, I think it makes it seem like it makes them the vampires more realistic. Well, not more realistic, but it's easier for them to blend in as humans, but they don't have random fangs. And always fangs, whenever, like, because you know some vampire shows and movies and books, they have the fangs kind of like coming out whenever they bite and stuff, which is all right. But sometimes I think it's unrealistic because I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's just like, oh, look, he looks exactly like a human, and then suddenly he's got fangs that just grow out of nowhere. So, and, yeah, it would be kind of a bit weird.
Okay.
But
so
anyway.
I think it's more realistic. It's better.
Next email.
This email is from Katie.
Our next email is from
Katie. Hey, guys,
Katie.
I just started listening to your podcast, and I love it.
15 Boulder, Colorado.
Where you discussed an email concerning Bella being half vampire. The email was at the Volturi, and when one of them was complimenting Jane on being sent for one vampire and coming back with 2.5. You said this was just saying Bella was human and only deserved to be called a half. However, Bella is part vampire. The scar on her hand is the vampire part. When Bella and Jacob are at the movies in New Moon, Jacob comments on how her scar is colder than the rest of her hand. Also, the many times they are at the beach in Eclipse, she lays against Jacob and watches her scar glitter in the sunlight. Sorry for not having the exact quote, I don't have my book with me. I'm not saying that the Volturi could sense this. I think they would have said something, or Iris saw what happened with James when he touched Edward, so he would know Bella was bitten. But Edward didn't know that her scar was colder or that it was. I just wonder how Bella's transformation into a vampire, or her choice to become a vampire. Maybe she feels some to become a vampire, or maybe it is why she connects Collins in her head during New Moon. I think there are so many ways this could affect Bella and her decisions. Hope you guys can discuss it. Thanks for reading my long, long email, and thanks for the show. Katie S., 15, Boulder, Colorado.
What do you think of that? Do you think that the reason why...
I thought she had a very good point.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It is interesting. Although, what is considered half a vampire? Because she only has a little, it's a pretty big scar, but it's only on her hand. And obviously, if you are talking about mass or, like, physical half, it's not really half of her. But, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Does anyone have any other thoughts? You know how Alice sees Bella becoming a vampire? It's kind of like half a vampire. Like, she's on the way to becoming a vampire, but not quite a vampire yet, because she hasn't actually been turned. But she's more of a vampire than another human who has no idea what a vampire is, like, that they exist. But that was my interpretation. I could be wrong. I think that the emailer is pretty... I think the email has a fair point as well, because she does have a scar that's part vampire, and it would make sense too. Okay, so I'll wrap up in this. So thank you everyone for sending in your emails. We really appreciate it. We don't really have time to go through any more at the moment, but we'll get to them eventually. So I think that wraps up our show for this week. So let's go into contact info. And if you would like to email us, and for some reason people have been a bit confused about our email address, but I'm pretty sure we say our email address several times on the show every episode, but it's also on our website. Our email address is, for anyone wondering, twilighttalkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to go to our blog, just go to twilighttalk.wordpress.com. And our Podomatic site is twilighttalk.podomatic.com. But we might be changing our site host and server thing. So watch out for further updates on that. So you'll have to, anyway. And also, so if you wanted to add us as a friend on MySpace, just go to www.myspace.com/twilighttalk. We also have a Facebook group and a live journal community, what URL I do not know. Does anyone know the URL for the live journal community? It's like
community. I think it's livejournal.com/twilight_talk.
Yeah, I think that's it. There's another one without the underscore, but that's not ours. I think that's some random other person's that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, is that it? Oh no, we forgot the biggest, most important announcement of all. You have to vote for us on Podcast Alley, because we are 300 and... Wait, I wrote it down.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. Guys, I'm sorry, but I really gotta go now, because my dad's gonna leave home without me, and I don't have a ride to where I'm supposed to go if he leaves.
Okay.
Bye, Marzia.
Bye, Marzia.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, guys.
Okay, but anyway, we have to, as I was saying, so remember to please vote on Podcast Alley. We are number 328, and that's pretty low. We've been in the top 100 before, so we want to be in the top 100 again. So everyone vote. Go out and vote, especially since it's the beginning of a new month. And yeah, I think that's it.
And so that wraps up our show for today. Thank you for listening as always. But meanwhile, I'm Catherine.
I'm Lindsay.
I'm Becky.
And I'm Gerida.
And we'll see you all next time.
Bye.
Bye. Have everyone seen it?
That's the worst segue.
That was enthusiastic.
Like, so, Teen Trailer, did everyone see it?
So that's a fantastic question. That is. Wait, why are we laughing?
That was so weird. It was like I was telling Alex earlier about Bill Nye. She was saying she watched Bill Nye today in science, and I was like, I love how they rewind the video and it sounds like you're saying science all the time. Oh, just all right, Catherine.
Keep going.
That was hilarious. Oh my god, I'm so easily
amused.
This
is amused. A very angry show. So, where do you want me to start from?
I think I should do it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, it's really bad.
Can I not say anything without repeating myself?
Stupid.
Is it better? Right, let's start again.
You really need to hear what you say when your audio does.
It happened to Gerarda,
so
but it wasn't massive. Okay. Alright.
Oh, that's good. That didn't happen.
So basically, what she. Alright, someone else say, okay?
Wonder why it's happening to Catherine.
Oh my god.
It'd be funny if it happened when you said ridiculous.
Oh my god, it's hilarious. Anyway,
it doesn't
moving
do it
on.
All the time when you're talking. Only sometimes.
Yeah.
So just carry on talking. Don't laugh. We weren't laughing enough.
Yeah. No, we won't.
We can't guarantee.
And even if we do, we can edit it out later. It's okay. Why is it doing that? Okay, anyway.
Oh my god. This sounds so ridiculous. I wish there was some way to capture this.
I know, because Audacity won't record that, will it? Damn it.
No,
I don't think so.
It'll capture Catherine talking fine and then us randomly cracking up for apparently no reason. It'll sound so ridiculous. She'll be saying, so this email says, and we'll just be sitting there laughing, and she'll be, and people will be like, why are you laughing? She's saying, this email says. Oh my god.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. Does anyone have any other thoughts?